I'd like to begin this part of the Mass by inviting the children to join me at the Nativity scene if they want to and if their parents give them permission to come over here. Can you all see? Maybe you have a small one of these in your Who can tell me who the names of the three persons right there? Henry. Joseph in the middle. Jesus and the lady. Joseph, Mary, and we call them the Holy Family. And today on this Christmas Eve, we especially are focusing on God's gift of himself to us as Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary. Jesus is a baby there, right? How many of you are big brothers and sisters? Okay, keep your hands up. All right, so you have a little baby or brother, baby brother or baby sister in your family, right? You're a big, big brother. Okay, great. So keep your hands up. Are any of you who have your hands up afraid of your baby sister or baby brother? No. Okay. And that's part of the message that God gives to us, is God does not want us to be afraid. In fact, he told many people in the Christmas story, even one tonight when you listen to Deacon Bill, the angel or in the dream said, do not be afraid. Can you think of people that God said not to be afraid to? Yes?
Mary,
exactly right. Do not be afraid. You will conceive. Excellent. Who else? Joseph, that's what we heard tonight. He took Mary as his wife and did not divorce her quietly as he intended to do. Who else did? The shepherds, exactly right. So after Jesus was born, the angels appeared to the shepherds and said, be one more out. Jesus says the message, do not be afraid. He didn't say it. Man, it might be somebody you might not have heard of. Us? Well, that's right. He does say it to us, too. You're exactly right. He says, do not be afraid. The other person I'm thinking of is Zechariah, who is the father of, do you know? John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. Okay? So you are exactly right. Who said, Simon, you are exactly right. God says, be afraid. I am with you always. Even if things seem scary, do not be afraid, because perfect love casts out fear. It takes fear away. God is love and shows us his baby Jesus. Are we going to say something? The beautiful name. Hi. I want to thank you all for helping us think a little bit more about this great celebration of Christmas. And since God is love and gave that love to you, I'm going to ask you to go back to your seats with your family and show a little sign of your love to your family members, your parents or grandparents, maybe even a brother or sister. Thank you, everyone. Beautiful job. Do you know where to go? <All right. laughs> Believe it or not, one of my favorite scripture readings is the one that the deacon read this evening, the genealogy of Jesus. And while some of you may know that there is an option to skip all of those names, I choose not to, because I think it's very, very important to realize that Every baby is born into a family that is not perfect. Even Jesus had a dysfunctional family history. Some of what we know about that were named in the genealogy. And the baby Jesus, who is God, had murderers, adulterers, foreigners, prostitutes, and many unknown people as part of his family tree. That indicates that God wants us to know that he is our brother and wants a loving relationship with us. No matter who we are or what we did or did not do, we are worthy of God's love. We do not have to earn it. God's love is freely given to all. The baby Jesus was born in darkness, and in reality, some of us are going through some dark times. Maybe a mother with three children whose husband has left, couples who desperately want babies and cannot conceive, a husband whose wife recently passed away, families who are undocumented have fears of their own, a mother or father who lost a job and fear providing for their families, the poor who look on those of us with means and feel out of place in our presence. Some are struggling with addictions. It is important to call to mind these folks, some here among us tonight, who dwell in a kind of darkness. The infant laid in the manger will one day be laid in a tomb. And we recall that these mysteries of our faith, Christmas and Easter, enwrap all of our human lives. Christmas is especially for those who are going through dark times, not just for children as we tend to think. Christmas embodies the very good news that God dwells among us. And in Jesus, we can see God made flesh. And we may be tempted to think, oh, that was 2,000 years ago. I'm not feeling that God loves me or that God even cares about me. Not true. There are immense implications of the mystery of the incarnation. God made flesh. God is always with us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. God is where we are weak, vulnerable, small, and dependent. God is where the poor are, the hungry, the handicapped, the mentally ill, the elderly, the addicted, the powerless. If our focus is on success, greatness, influence, and power, how can we really come to know God who humbled himself as a little child? I increasingly believe that our faithfulness will depend on our willingness to go where there is brokenness, loneliness, and human need. Each one of us is very seriously searching to live and grow in this belief, and by friendship with each other, we support one another. The only way for us to stay well in a challenging and difficult world is to stay close to the small, vulnerable child that lives in our hearts and in every other human being. Often, we don't realize and remember that the Christ child is within us. When we discover him there, we truly rejoice. Blessed Christmas to all of you.